ready to go, and it sounded as if the applicant would be okay with seeing how that progresses.
And the people in opposition are okay with those things.
Six.
I'm okay with them being monthly rentals, not nightly.
I don't know. That doesn't dictate. Yeah, that's.
Well, I just want to keep it R1.
You just want to keep it R1.
Okay.
That is not what I heard from the.
The podium.
That's not how I understood it from the podium.
No, I.
Well, okay.
So
he has done a beautiful job.
Yeah, won't you step back up and
sorry,
so we're gonna have a discussion with you now.
Okay.
So when you spoke earlier, you said, and I'm not gonna quote you, but you said we would be fine with the six.
Yes. We are actually okay because we're at the other end of the spit.
Right, and you enter from Rogers, correct? It shows your driveway off of Rogers.
Rogers,
is that
Cook Road and Highway Y. Okay. Yes.
It's shorter to come down Willie Oaks than go around the loop or come down
Yes.
Vernon and come that way.
And Willie Oaks is barely wide enough for two vehicles.
Okay. Well, I just wanted clarification because, like I said, I thought when you were up there first, you said you were fine with the six.
Because he's already done it, so what can we do? That's his problem.
Well, the houses were previously constructed. He just remodeled them.
He did a great job.
And he did.
He did. But I am opposed to everything else being rezoned. Again, I don't want the Forsyth to be like Branson. Forsyth is special. And again, would you want to buy my house at the end of the street from all this? My value has gone down. I've looked at it on Redfin. It's gone down by $30,000 on my house property. My taxes will go up. My peace will go down. Safety will go down. Noise will go up. Lights everywhere. It won't be the same.
Thank you.
Oh, can I speak about the one he wants to do the sign on?
We'll hear it separate.
Okay.
We'll hear it separate. All right.
I don't know what I got clarification if they're for or against it on those six. I understand the desire and the concern about keeping community. I get that. The thing I don't have a problem with that one is it's one entrance in to all six. It's not multiple entrances in. It used to be a resort. So, what are your guys' thoughts?
I mean, I drove by there personally. I was impressed when I drove by with what Mr. Miles has done with the property. I grew up here. I've lived here my whole life. And when I drove by there, I was proud to see the properties. And I'm sure being a neighbor, you're proud to see something is clean because I don't know how in depth I should go, but when I was a kid, that was very rundown. I mean, and before his rehabilitation on the properties, it was very rundown. And what he has done, he's went above and beyond to invest in our community. To revitalize something that was used as fishing cabins, I mean, and rentals. That's what they were used for. And they've always been used for that purpose. And I don't see, me personally, where this is any different than what they have always, those six have always been used for.
Do you guys want to amend the order to include only that parcel?
I would think that would be a fair start.
I think so. And that parcel is the 4.0?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You guys, any other discussion?
Any discussion from you?
So it would just be the bottom?
The bottom corner six. Anything? Any discussion?
A single parcel.
Yeah, single parcel there.
Yes.
All listed as one. So we'll close the public hearing at this time if there's no further discussion, and we'll go to a vote.
Move to amend the order number 07212025-01 to only include parcel 9-3-7-1-18-4.0 and approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You might just for clarification say what we just did.
Yeah. So for clarification, we amended the order and we only approved the bottom lot for the NR1 right there that is listed or shown on the screen, and that is going to be the parcel number that Commissioner Williams just stated, therefore leaving the other parcels not being rezoned at this time.
Okay.
Thank you. So that will conclude the hearing on order number 7-21-2025-01. We'll move on to our next one, which is order number 7-21-2025-02. This would be from R1 to C1.
Okay, owner Jeff Miles, subject property to be determined on Willie Oaks. It's up there at the Y. We've seen it a little bit earlier. The request, Jeff Miles is seeking County Commission approval to rezone parcel number 09-3.0-07-007-001-007-001.000, located at... Well, it's to be determined. It's R1. He's asking for C1 so he can put a sign in, which is what would be required by our zoning regs. Give you a little idea, we're right down in here. And he's all the way up at this little blue spot. There's a little closer. You can see there's a kind of a driveway going through it. So at one time in the history, somebody had carved that out, and I think during the 2020 process of just the massive turn of lots into zoning, this might have got missed, and it should have probably had that use all along. Like I said, R1 here, he's asking for C1 so he can do his signage. And with that, I'll turn it over to Jeff to speak about this.
Again, my name is Jeff Miles, and I live at 155 Miller Road there in Forsyth. And this little piece of property here, I purchased the rest of the property, knowing that it had been the sign for the Willie Oaks Resort years ago, and electric services there for the lighting and stuff for the sign. And so... the first person I was purchasing it from, obviously wanted to get rid of it at the same time as the rest of the property, and I obviously could see that it would be an asset to me to have a sign there to let people, if I don't have something there or another way, I guess nowadays with the internet, not so necessary to have a sign or something, but signs still work today too. That that if you got a little sign there that tells that you have a rental, nightly rental cabins down there, it might bring a few people down that way that wouldn't come otherwise. And I would sure like to see it be zoned for my benefit.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Question for that.
Appreciate you guys.
And the size of that, Cody, is a...
Yeah. 20 feet.
Somewhat of a triangle. Mm-hmm. It's not a right triangle from the measurements.
There's no use for that property besides a sign based on its size.
Is the old structure there at all, or is there any remnants of it? Or?
I think there is electrical little stub out that the sign and the
poster...
The
electric was there for the lighting on the old side. I like to listen I'm listening real smart about the whole. But that was really a historical site here, that Willie Oaks thing. And I don't know, you'll hear some stories about, I didn't know about a shooting or anything and all, but you'll hear stories about what went on down there. Some of them are good and bad, but what you do hear is that people came from all over, far beyond, to come to the place. So they had prime rib and lobster, and it was supposed to be, it was really, really a nice place. And then another thing, too, is that
obviously, the people saying their property value is going to go down. I have been down here 28 years, and property values have gone way, way up. As a matter of fact, you know, in the 3 years since I have purchased this property, property values around me, the price of what things were selling for 3 years ago and today, almost doubled.
Appreciate that. So we've heard from the applicant for the C zoning on that for the sign location. Is there anyone who wish to speak in favor of the rezone for this sign location here? Is there anyone who wish to speak in opposition to a sign being there? Please, ma'am.
Well, I have a compromise. Okay. It'll work out for everybody, Mr. Miles.
Please, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Annette Keenan again, 190 Cook Road. So that proposed area that he wants to build the sign is actually where the children meet for the bus. So that's their safety area away from the highway and Highway Y and Willie Oaks. That is a safe area. One, he needs to determine the size of the sign, and it needs to have the same aesthetics as his beautiful little cabins that he's done. Two, if you promote and let him have that sign, I propose that he builds a covered bus shelter for the children near that sign that he wants to put there, because that is where our kids go and wait for the bus safely in the mornings and get out of school. And with the weather inclements, the cold, the rain, whatever, they would have a covered shelter with a bench to wait for the bus. So I'm not opposed to him putting a sign there, but give something back to the community, not just for his benefit, but for the whole community.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Question, how do we address that?
I don't know that we can make him do that, but that's not a bad idea.
I think a nice sign with a roof on it would double down.
Coming off like a little lean-to over, a little bit.
Just a little roof on the top, a little sign
it
with
a... Make the sign last a little longer, too.
Yeah,
it would make
a little roof.
A little longer.
Where they could sit and be out of the...
That's what I'm saying. If there were a sign, and then you would just put a simple roof, depending on the amount of area. There's a small area. But a single little metal roof over the top of it would give them shelter, and then a bench at the bottom of the sign would dual purpose. And sorry, I'm a thinker when it comes to that. Sorry.
No, I think it's
fine. Zoning-wise, Mr. Stice, is there, again, we can't require that. What are the limitations, or what is the...
He's going to be restricted by our sign code. He's going to have setbacks in there, so he's not going to have a very big sign.
Right,
so,
and there's a county easement there, plus he's got a property setback.
And his property's 20 feet in one direction, 25, and then his setbacks from his, you know, his sign, he's just going to have a small little sign right there.
And he's got a state setback on the front.
And he's got to be C1 to get that use.
Gotcha.
Is there a limitation on height as well, or is it just...
30 foot would be our limit on signs in the county.
But my assumption is you're not looking at something 30 foot.
It's out of scale.
I need some small idea. We asked me the other night, you know, to put a size on it, and I said 4x8 piece of plywood, you know, but something similar to that. Just something, and I won't just, I'm not going to hand write something up there, you know, with chalk or something. I intend to get some sign company or something to, and I do understand there will be approvals have to be made by who knows